Chapter 2. The next section is from verse 1 to 3, and the heading is, Look Out, Some People Teach Lies. In God's book, we read about His people a long time ago. Some liars got up among God's people and said they were telling God's words, but they were lying. And the same kind of thing will happen now. People will get up among you and teach things that are wrong. If you listen to them, you will go wrong, and God will soon wreck you. Those people will even turn against our leader, Jesus, the one that died to save them, and one day God will quickly punish them for this wrong thing they do. These people will teach bad things, and a lot of people will listen to them and do those bad and dirty things. And if people that are not Christians see this, they will rubbish the true way that God wants us to live. These lying teachers only want your money. So, they will tell you tricky lies to get you to give them money. A long time ago, God said He will punish them, and He is ready to do that. One day He will properly finish up those liars. The next section is from chapter 2, verse 4 to 10, and the heading is, God punishes bad people, but He helps good people. Think about these stories from a long time ago. At one time, some of God's angel messengers did wrong. They didn't do what God told them to do, so God punished them. He threw them down into the dark hole called hell. He's keeping them there now, and later He will judge them. At another time, the people in the world did lots of bad things. There was only one man that did good things. His name was Noah. He tried to tell all the other people to be good too, but they didn't listen to him. So God sent a big flood of water and drowned all those bad people. But He kept Noah safe, and seven other people of his family too. Then, later, the people in the towns called Sodom and Gomorrah did really bad things. But one good man called Lot lived there with those bad people. Lot saw all the bad things they did, and he got really upset. Every day he saw them and heard them do really bad and dirty things, and it really upset him. It made him so sad that he felt sick. Then God judged those bad people in those towns and punished them. He properly burnt up those towns and the people in them and finished them up. God did that to show everybody that He will punish bad people that will not listen to Him. But God saved Lot. God didn't burn him up. These stories show us that God knows His people. They are people that listen to Him, and He will save them. If other people make trouble for them, God will save them from that trouble. But He will punish those bad people. He will keep punishing them till the day comes for Him to be the judge of everyone. God will punish those people that do the dirty things. They think about wrong ways to get their bodies to feel good. Then they do those bad things. They reckon they don't have to listen to any boss, not even God. So God will properly punish those bad people more than He will punish other bad people. The next section is from chapter 2, verse 10 to 16, and the heading is, Lying teachers are like animals. These lying teachers think they are better than everyone else, and they think they can do anything they want to. They even laugh at strong spirits and rubbish them. Not even God's angel messengers do that. Angels are much stronger than the other spirits, but whenever angels stand in front of God, they don't talk against those other spirits or tell God to punish them. But these lying teachers are like animals that don't think at all, animals that people catch and kill. These people rubbish things they don't understand, and they will end up dead, just like those stupid animals. They do a lot of things that wreck other people, so God will do payback to them. He will wreck them. They think it's fun to do whatever bad things they want to do, even in the daylight. And whenever you Christians have a meal together, they join in with you, and they laugh about their lies and the bad things they do. Now think about a white sheet. If it has a few dirty spots on it, the whole sheet is no good. Well, you good people are like that white sheet, and these people are like dirty spots among you. They do these bad things and shame you all. They're always looking for a woman to sleep with, like a man sleeps with his wife. They do bad things, and they keep wanting to do more bad things. If somebody doesn't strongly trust Christ, these people will trick that person and get them to go wrong. They are really greedy, wanting lots of money and things. They train themselves to be greedy. These are the sort of people that God says He will properly punish. They left the right way and went the wrong way. They stopped doing good things and now they do bad things. Do you remember the story about Balaam, the son of Beor? He loved money so much that he was happy to do bad things to get it. Then God made a donkey talk to him with a man's voice. It told him he was going wrong and it stopped him from being even more stupid. These people are just like Balaam. They are stupid and they go the wrong way, just like Balaam did. The next section is from chapter 2, verse 17 to 22, and the heading is, God will punish lying teachers. These lying teachers are useless. You know that a dry water hole is useless, and so is a cloud if no rain comes out of it. The wind blows it away. This mob are just the same. They are useless. God has got a really dark, sad place for these liars, and He is going to put them in it and keep them there. This mob teach with words that sound good, but they are useless. They say we are free now, so we can do anything we like, and it is all right to do bad things. This is what they teach, but it is wrong. You know, there are some people that used to go wrong, but then they turned around and started to go right. But now these liars are tricking them and getting them to go wrong again. They tell them they can do any bad things they like to get their bodies to feel good. These liars promise to free people, but they themselves are not free. They can't stop themselves from doing bad and dirty things. It's like this. If anyone can't stop themselves from doing something, that thing is their boss and they have to work for it. They are not free. At one time these liars did know our leader, Jesus Christ, the one that saves us. Jesus helped them get away from the dirty things that the people in this world do. But now they are leaving Him and getting mixed up again with those bad things. Those bad things are now their boss, and they are worse off now than before. Suppose these people never knew the right way. If that is true, God will not punish them very much. But that is not true. They did know the right way, and then they turned back and went the wrong way. So God will really punish them a lot. People sometimes say these true words, a dog gets sick and vomits up its food, but then it comes back and eats that same food again. And people also say, you can wash the mud off a pig, but then it goes back and rolls in the muddy ground again. These words tell about those lying teachers. They are just like that dog and that pig. They turn back to the bad things again.